And good news that martial arts champion Jessie J. McPartland is through to the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent. We were talking to her only a couple of weeks ago, and also her dad. In fact, we have her, and her dad is on the line now. Gary McPartland, how are you?
Not so bad, and yourself?
We're pretty good.
Yes.
Alice here, I'm here, you're here, everyone's here. And your little darling has got through.
No, just so proud of her, honest to God. Never ceases to amaze us.
You must be the proudest dad now. JJ Golden Dragon is through to the semi-final of Britain's Got Talent.
I know. Honest to God, it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
How would you describe her as a proud dad?
She's just a phenomenal wee girl. She just, anytime I see her perform, she just takes tears to me. I can't believe what she does and the passion she shows for it and how hard she works. You know, she's just an absolute incredible wee girl.
She's so skilled at what she's doing for her age. It's incredible.
I know. But she just loves it so much. It's just her thing and she just loves it.
And when last we spoke, Gary, you were making a name for yourself as a hairdresser.
Yes.
did you do her hair again this weekend?
Only after finishing washing and blow drying it there now.
Good man.
There'll be a queue outside your door, won't they?
If she mentions hairdressing on this now, she's finished. She's sitting here with a big smile on her face now whenever I said that.
Oh. Is the whole family going over to the final, just to ask?
No, just me, myself and Jade is here, but I think her grannies and her granddad's and her coach, and that's coming over, so.
Great.
Okay.
She's looking forward to it.
So Jessie is there, ready to talk to us?
She's here, yeah, she's there sitting beside me.
Okay, stick her on to us, Gary. Thanks very much. Yeah. Be proud,
no problem,
man. Be proud.
Thank you.
Hello, Jessie.
Hello. How are you, Jessie? Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm brilliant. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Alice, pretty good.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well,
yeah, great.
Was it a huge shock, surprise, or did you know you were going to get through?
No, it was a big shock because Amanda said, no. It's bad news, guys. You're going to take a long time off school because you're on three.
Love it. So you're a bit worried at first, so you thought, well, bad news, that's not good. And then she surprised you.
Yeah.
Here's the moment, actually, that it happened on TV. Let everyone have a listen to this.
You are all through to the semi-finals.
Congrats, guys.
I was too frightened to say no to you.
So proud of her. There's nothing she can't do. Just never ceases to amaze us.
There's your dad at the end. Were you crying when you realised that Amanda said you're through?
No, Daddy was.
Yeah, Daddy does the hair, Daddy does the crying, you do the fighting.
Yeah.
So are you going to do loads of training now in the next couple of days? Because nobody really knows when you're going to appear on the semi-final, so you have to keep yourself ready, don't you?
Yeah, I've been training so hard for it, and I have done something that I've never done before, so I hope everybody likes it.
Absolutely. And are you going to take it up a notch, do you think?
Yeah.
So what is this thing that you've done that you've never done before? Is this a new part of your act?
I can't say. It's a surprise.
You can't say because it's a surprise. Do you do you end up on Simon Cowell's head or something balancing on it?
No, that's not it.
Are you working with somebody? Is it Brian Freeman who helps you out in all the moves?
Yes, Brian and Luke Scott, my coach.
Right.
Brilliant. And what's Brian like? Is he nice?
Yeah, he's lovely. I got selfies with him.
And tell me this as well now. At this stage, what do you think your chances are?
I don't know. I'm just going to give it my all. And I really, really hope everybody likes it.
Well, everybody is so proud. You're all delighted. And scaredy as well.
Yes, likely. to remind everybody, you are 11 times world champion, focusing now on two in particular, actual martial arts. So no matter what happens here, you're still going to continue in what you do and you'll probably become a huge star anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to keep continuing what I'm doing.
Great.
So tell me this now. Who's your favourite judge?
Simon.
Is he really?
All right, okay.
Yeah.
But Amanda's very nice as well.
Yeah. I like all of them.
Yeah, in fairness.
And do you like any of the other acts? Have you got a favourite act?
I don't know, but the level of Britain's Got Talent this year is very, very high. I just like to wish everybody good luck that's in the competition this year.
Absolutely brilliant. You're right there. You're right.
You're like a little politician there. You're amazing. You'll be president of Ireland one day. Will you be very nervous when you go back to go on stage? Are you loving it now at this stage?
No, I'm loving it.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we wish you the best. We're going to make sure that we put up all the details of how people can vote for you as well, because Ireland needs to get behind you. And do you remember that big roar you did that frightened everybody?
Yeah.
Would you be able to do that again? And then everyone will remember. And this is what I want to say to everybody in Ireland. If you don't vote, if you don't vote for Jessie, she'll come around and do this.
Yes.
When she, when you knock on the door. So go on, give us that big roar.
Yes, I love it. And when you're back, you have to promise to come here and kick Colm in the bum for me.
Jessie, best of luck. We really wish you all the fame, all the fortune. And we'll catch up with you again soon. And give your best to your dad as well, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you.
Not
you're
at all.
So
thank
good.
You.
You're
bye.
So good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.